Hello, hello, hello. Hello, how are you doing today? I am Chef Nisi, and I am here today with a new segment of my podcast today, which is Food and Commitment. And hello, Facebook friends and family. I'm Chef Nisi, and I'm here today with Tara Robinson, owner and founder of It's Official 314 Weddings and Ceremonies. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Chef Nisi. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm so happy to be talking about love, because love is a good feeling and everybody needs to experience love. And I want to sit down and have an up close and a personal conversation with someone who merges love. You put people together for the rest of their lives. So we're going to get right to it. And thank you for those who are tuning in and listening. And thank you, Podbean listeners, as well. So, Miss Tara, tell me, who is Tara Robinson?
So, Tara Robinson, first and foremost, they have to talk too often.
It's okay.
Is a person of God, is aligned in truth, is a comedian, is somebody who enjoys people and wants the best for people. I am just light.
You hear that, guys? She's light. So that means she's lighting up this whole scenery right now. I mean, just the idea of us talking with her is going to give us all some light on loving people a little bit better. And if you have someone in your life, you're going to appreciate loving them a little bit better. So, Miss Tara, tell us about 314, your business, It's Official, and ceremonies and weddings. Tell us a little bit about that. How you come up with that?
So I did my first wedding officiating back in 2018 for my sister, Danielle.
Okay.
She said, oh, Tara, you know, you like to talk a lot and you're a poet and you know how to manage a room. But then she also said, I see a lot of spiritual growth in you. Mm. And I think you would be the perfect person to officiate my wedding. And that touched my heart because it meant so much to me that someone who I loved could see all the ways that I was growing, shifting, and changing. And I did that first wedding, and I found my home. It is my absolute calling to stand with couples as they stand before God and express all of their joy, all of their love, all of their light. So my business is also my ministry. I'm a firm believer in you can have a ministry doing what you love, having passion for it, and it shifts and changes the world. It shifts and changes the atmosphere.
It sure does. I mean, I got goosebumps right now just because of the topic. And it's actually a wonderful, beautiful day out here. And we're also sitting at one of the locations that you've married a couple of couples at. It's awfully beautiful. It has nice scenery, nice greenery. And it's just a good feeling to know that you get ready to experience love for the rest of your life with a nice person such as Tara. To, you know, put it together, since she's growing with it, it's her ministry, so she has put love into it. So she's not just doing it for work, she actually enjoys to do it. So I have a few more questions for you. I'm not going to keep you too long because you might have to marry somebody. I'm a comedian too. So next question, what or who has influenced you over the years to become an officiant?
There are so many powerful women speakers. Primarily right now, I would say Ayanna Van Zandt.
Love her. Shout out to Ayanna.
Yes,
shout
out. Yes, absolutely. Seeing her allow herself to embody. And when you see other people do it, so many women, and so many women in our community, it gives you permission to say, you know what? I'm going to allow myself to be too. And whatever comes forth, I know it's good enough. I know it's God. So she is someone who inspires me, who I've always appreciated. Also, my grandmother, Hazel Hughes, she had since deceased. She's deceased. But she was the first lady of a church. And she was my first model.
First imagery of.
Right. How to be a queen. How to empower and embody boldness and courage. She was an entrepreneur. And she was very vocal about what she liked and what she did not like. But she also did it with grace. And so I love that about her. And she taught me that who I am and how I am, it is good, okay?
It is more so than enough. Good. Let's beautiful. We're thinking of you, Miss Hazel. Shouts out to you. Yes, even though you're deceased, we're still bringing you up in conversation.
Absolutely.
So she still loves you.
And you know what? Tomorrow would have been her birthday.
See, look at let
me tell you about spirit.
Ooh, don't make
because
me cry.
Of that, she has been on my mind and on my heart, and I have even expressed I will accept the presence of you, however you seem to just want to show it. I want your energy here with me, and so I appreciate her, and I'm so thankful for all the many lessons and all the love she gave me. I lived in my grandmother's home at some point. My mother, she was a teenage mother. And so I lived in my grandmother's home in my early years, and she doted on me, and she loved me. And when I say she told me, when I say she let me know who I am is more than enough, I had many private, you know, grandma conversations, you know, because you're going to have some soon, too. Those private grandma conversations, those secrets, I love you. Those secrets, you got this, baby. Those secrets, you can do this, baby. Those secrets. Don't worry about your mama. Come see me, baby. You know, like all of that.
Oh, I just learned something just now. I need to listen to my grandbabies a little bit more. They might have things they want to share with their granny and don't want to speak with their mothers about.
Exactly.
So, thank you.
It's
just learned something.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
And my grandmother, too. I was in the choir when I was little. That was my first opportunity to sing in front of people. And then also, I would do poetry at the church. And she was the first one to push me to do that. My very first poem was that one that's anonymous called Don't Quit.
Don't quit. Can you recite a sentence from it? Do you know anything about it?
I cannot.
Oh, okay.
If the world seems too high and it's all too much, don't quit. Just keep going. That's my synopsis.
Don't quit. Keep on going. That is a good look. You know, if you keep going, you don't know how far you go.
That's right.
So why be stagnated and stay in one place?
Oh, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is messed up with its twists and turns, as each one of us may sometimes learn. And many a fellow will turn about if he lets himself get caught up in doubt. But put all that aside and go within, go with God, and you're glad. Hey, that's what I made up on the end.
I say, now, why wouldn't you want somebody like this to marry you? You see how fun she is? She's going to make your wedding experience even better. She's going to make you have a great time, and she's full of love, as you can see. Got a few more questions for you, Miss Tara. I'm enjoying myself, by the way. I'm learning some things about love. And, you know, love has been something that I've been looking for my whole life. And I actually found love within my business. My business is therapeutic for me. It gives me something to do, something to focus on. And I'm growing it like a little baby.
Yes.
So I fell in love with this business, and you are part of it. You know, I have merged over into doing podcasts in addition to catering, because I like to meet people, learn a little bit more about them. You want to judge them off of perception. You need to talk to people sometimes to get a better understanding of how they feel, so you can understand how to deal with them. And love, L-O-V-E, is one of the main things that keeps people grouped and merged. And that's why your occupation is such a wonderful thing, because marriage couples, you know, I know you do more than just marrying people, since you're such a loving person. Do you have any other entities in addition to your weddings and ceremonies that you do, that you love to do in addition to what you do?
Right, so primarily it's officiating, but I'll put a wedding package together, and I'll do some coordination, help the couple get their photographer, get their flowers, and I'll include my sister and get them a cake. Also, I do baby baptisms. And baby christenings. Eulogies for memorials.
Okay. So that's very informative. We need to know of the Black-owned businesses that do all these things. I mean, that's wonderful. Say that again. She baptizes
baby
children.
Baptisms.
Baby
memorials for funerals.
Okay.
Then I can even save your home.
She do it all.
I love prayer.
She does it all. Now, I do have a question that I ask everybody, but, you know, it's something that kind of helps us a little bit. It has helped me, the pandemic. How has it bothered your business, or how has it blessed your business? Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm going to say, I know a lot of people last year felt like dump 2020. That was never the case. 2020 for me personally and professionally was profound. When it came down to it, when a couple chooses to get married, you just need the couple and the officiant.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it was smaller venues, it was parks, you know, or things of that nature. I thrived. And I'm so grateful for every person who chose me because it was just proof that it doesn't matter what it looks like in the world. When you trust God, you will be okay. When you allow yourself to just, you know what, surrender into the truth, you will thrive. You will prosper. Things will be better than your mind could have even imagined. And so, as you might see, like, I'm real into God, right? But let me tell you why.
It's okay. I'm here. It's all about you today.
It's testimony, but as I said, my business is my ministry. But I'm also choosing to become a licensed practitioner.
Okay.
Which eventually I'll become a reverend.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know this was necessarily my calling when I started.
It's okay.
But I know it is now. And I know I have so much to give. Mm-hmm. And I just want to serve in a way that honors what I was given.
Leave a legacy.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. See, my eyes are tearing up. And for those that know me, know I cried a drop of a dime. But, you know, that's right. You have your calling. I think I found my calling is in cooking and listening and learning. I want to be an example to young ladies that has dealt with domestic, because I'm a survivor of that. I want to deal with people that have low self-esteem or just women that just don't know where they're going. I just want to show them that you can have a thought and you can materialize and make it happen. If you can think it, it can come true. Your imagination is just your upcoming attractions. That's all it is. And as I'm sitting here, I've noticed that I have on my green coat. You have on a green dress.
Yes.
We did not talk about what we were wearing. And it's wild that all of my interviews have been with people that we wear the same color clothes. So it's like, that's meant. I don't know what that means. But that's special to me. I didn't know you were wearing green. I got on green. So it's just like everybody I interview, we're in tune, everything at the right time, at the right moment. So thank you for wearing green.
Right. We're in alignment.
We're in alignment.
Green is a color of prosperity.
See,
a color of serenity and peace.
Green is the color of prosperity, peace, and what was the last
serenity.
One? And serenity. So we're already in tune. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So let's talk about food and commitment, because we got to get to that. And we're almost done here. So thank you guys for just taking the time to listen to us talk, enjoying the wonderful day. Again, it's a beautiful weather. Get you something nice to eat, something nice to snack on, and have a great day and listen to the rest of this conversation. What's your favorite food? What's your go-to food when it's time to get ready to merge a couple together? What is the food that gives you the energy?
Water. And let me tell you,
water.
I started with, there was this program I was doing for weight loss some time ago, and they had flavored waters as one of the things you could do. So I didn't know that I was going to love lime carbonated water with real peppermint leaves.
That sounds...
I know, right? Mm. And then there's watermelon water with carbonated water. So even when I don't mix my water now with carbonation, water is a thing that I make sure that I drink before I go to a ceremony. Water is a thing I make sure I carry with me. Water is a representation of the fluidity and alignment of the soul. And every time I go to do a ceremony, I embody all the good, all the wholeness. I pray to be open, to be a vessel, that all of the love in that space and place and the couple can move through and be and shine. So water is my go-to.
Water.
Now, of course, I also might, you know, eat a snack or something else, but water is my main thing.
Okay, water is needed every day.
Yes.
We need water to clean us out. And by you saying water, that was the first time somebody has ever mentioned water. So thank you, because liquids are important as well. So I might start saying food, liquid, and whatever the topic is. That was another joke. But, you know, water, we use water for cooking.
Yeah, absolutely.
We use water for growing things.
Absolutely.
Water has its purpose for everything. So it's like, I'm glad that you said this. So we're going to start touching bases on water a little bit more and its importance. And especially in these hot summer days, we need water. And if you don't like water, like she said, you can entertain the water with some fruits, some mint, some herbs, just to give it some type of spunk to it and make it look cool. Put in a cool cup. She has this nice pretty cup right here. You can put you a nice fruit drink in there and have a good day, and all because it's water, and it mentally let you know you're feeding yourself correctly and you are hydrated. Yes. So you can have some common sense for the rest of the day. Okay.
Common sense is essential.
I know. Sometimes people, you know, don't know how much common sense they have until they put it in a situation where they got to use it. So I appreciate common sense. And it gives me enough courage to be able to sit down and talk to people like yourself and other people that I've interviewed over the years. I'll be going into my season 2 real soon. So thank you for that. I am just in awe of my journey with talking to people, meeting people, and meeting me.
May I say something?
Yes, please.
Because I know Chef Niecy.
Yes.
And I've known you for a number of years.
Yes, ma'am.
And to watch you grow is so beautiful. I am beyond proud of you. Look at me.
Yeah. Thank
I'm
you.
So proud of you.
I don't want to cry. That's why I look
so
over there. I ain't want to
so
cry.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that you are standing in your truth, mm-hmm. that you found a passion and you're running with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that it feeds your soul.
Mm,
so
it
I
does
bless
feed
you. I bless this business. I bless every inch and thought of whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. It's already there.
Yay!
I just got to find my way.
And you are finding your way.
Mm, mm,
you're finding your way because you're having the courage to say, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You also have the courage to say, hey, maybe I shouldn't have done this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this was a misstep, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. A lot of times people think if they make a misstep or a mistake or do a business deal or whatever, and it doesn't turn out right, it is okay because it's a lesson. And a lot of times blessings can come from lessons. You know,
ooh, I yes. like that one. Blessings come from lessons. Blessings come from blessings. I love that. Blessings come from blessings. I had a blessing. I had a blessing. It was to listen and correct my attitude. Shout out to my father, Alonzo Edward Lee. He always taught me to keep a great attitude. You can go far in life,
yes.
but just the way you represent yourself. And I've learned to have a great attitude because I attract people to me that have great attitudes. And then I learn just how to be an adult and how to be mature. And I'm just so honored for having those type of guidance in my life and leadership. So thank you again, Mr. Alonzo Lee.
Mr. Lee!
I know, right? Love him. I just got a few more questions and we're going to wrap it up. I also would like to let my viewers know that I will be doing a giveaway this month. It is for a St. Louis Cardinal giveaway tickets. You can go out with your friend of choice. There's a guest you can take with you. Have you? Oh, my earring came off. It's okay. You can have a guest with you. It's free. It's complimentary. You can get you some refreshments and go have a nice day. It's going to be this Sunday. And I will be giving the tickets away on Saturday. So again, go to my page on Facebook. Fill out the form, enter to win, and it's for free. It takes 2-3 seconds to go fill it out.
And know that that person who you take, that could end up being somebody that ends up being your mate. I'm just saying. In the pandemic, I have seen so many people come to me and say they want to be married, and they were friends before. I'm talking about 5 years, 7 years, 16 years. I think the pandemic made people see what really matters in their lives, and they decided, okay, I don't want to pretend, I don't want to play games, I want to live well. So if your first date ends up being with her winning tickets, then you have to contact me. So then I can do the ceremony when you're ready to say, I do.
Okay, and I was just getting ready to get to that. How can people reach you if they want to get married, get their baby christened? How can they get in touch with Tara Robinson at It's Official 314 Weddings and Ceremonies? Tell us.
So I'm on Facebook at It's Official 314.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram at It's Official 314. My website is itsofficial314.com. You can even get on her page and she'll make sure she gets to me.
That's
so
right.
So that I can do your wedding or your baby christening or whatever.
So,
whatever you choose
right.
to do.
That's right. So if you have any friends and family, if you have anyone that's in love, anyone that wants to get married, looking to get married, or just needs some assistance on uniting their life for the rest of their life, contact Tara Robinson. She is beautiful. She has a wonderful soul and she does it from the heart. It's not a job. It's not just above broke. She actually loves what she does. It's her calling, and support her business. I thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, and I love you, Facebook friends and family. Have a wonderful day, and drink some water.
Yay!
Have a wonderful day, Tara.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye, Facebook.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us, Podbean listeners. I've enjoyed this conversation. Have a wonderful day.
I'm Chef Nisi, and I'm here today with Tara Robertson, owner and founder of